Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking technology and finance. Today, we're diving into the world of Figma, specifically how to kickstart your app and website design journey.
Awesome. Design is such a hot topic. I'm eager to hear these tips. Where do we even begin with something as complex as Figma?
The beauty is, you don't need to be an expert to start. This video suggests a brilliant approach, copying existing designs. I see. It's like learning to cook by following a recipe before you start freestyling in the kitchen, right?
Exactly. Instead of facing a blank canvas, you're dissecting a finished dish, understanding the ingredients and how they come together. I'm with you. Makes total sense. So, which designs should we copy?
The video recommends starting with free Figma templates. Sites like FigmaResources.com offer a treasure trove of UI designs. This is the way. Free Figma templates. And the magic of Figma, you can copy these templates directly into your account with a single click.
Wait, really? Just copy and paste design? That's incredible. So no more staring at a blank canvas, intimidated by infinite possibilities. What's next?
The video uses a food delivery app UI as an example. It breaks down the process step by step, from recreating simple shapes to using the eyedropper tool to match colors. I'm following you. It's like reverse engineering a design, isn't it?
Totally. Figuring out how the original designer used frames, rectangles, and corner rounding, learning by doing. Got it. This is so much better than dry tutorials. I'm sold.
And don't forget the icons. You'll find tons of free Figma icons online. Just copy, paste, and resize them. Figma is so much better. Shift resizing keeps those proportions perfect. Even images are a breeze. Copy and paste from sites like Unsplash directly into your design.
No way. It's that simple. This is way more approachable than I imagined. So we're building a pretty solid foundation by mimicking existing designs. But how do we move beyond just copying?
Right. The video recommends using these copying exercises to familiarize yourself with Figma's tools and layout principles. Once you're comfortable, you can start designing your own versions of existing apps. This is great. Imagine redesigning your frustrating banking app.
I see what you mean. That's when the real fun begins. Take something you use every day and make it better. How insightful. But where does theory fit into all this practical learning?
It emphasizes the importance of combining practice with design theory. But the hands-on approach is a great way to get started without feeling overwhelmed. Interesting. Design isn't just about aesthetics, right? It's about user experience.
Absolutely. The video even suggests subscribing to a newsletter for design tips and tricks. This is exactly what I've been looking for. I love how you're constantly learning and improving. I'm totally inspired.
Great. So start with templates, copy designs, master the tools, then redesign the world. That's the Figma journey in a nutshell. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. This has been Nutty's Show, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.